Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at the Rose Studio at Lincoln Center in New York City. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Tejas Srinivasan is calling from Middlebury, Vermont. Tejas, great to have you. Hi.
Great to be here.
Tejas, what's your musical background?
So I'm a student at Middlebury College in undergrad, and I'm currently studying to become a music major, and I play the piano, and I hope to focus on that performance.
Excellent. And how long have you been playing piano?
I've played about 14 years, most of my life.
Nice, nice. Most of your life. So you got a great piano background, great musical background. Very similar to me. I took a lot of piano lessons when I was a young man and loved it. And so I'm here for you, just in case you get stuck, Tejas. I don't know what Bruce has up his sleeve, so if you need to brainstorm on this together, I can be your phone-a-friend, or at least do my best, okay?
All right, wonderful.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Wow, wonderful.
Well, that was beautiful, whatever it was. Tejas, what do you think?
So I originally came in with more confidence on the composer before I got on the call, but I was pretty sure I heard the Star Wars theme in there.
Absolutely. That is the Star Wars theme.
The theme from Star Wars by the John Williams theme from Star Wars.
Yes, right.
Beautiful. Tejas, great guess.
And anything by John Williams, you also have to give credit to Sibelius Stravinsky and Richard Strauss, of course.
Yes.
Okay, so the tune, the theme from Star Wars, and in whose style was Bruce playing that? What do you think, Tejas?
At the beginning, I thought classical, but then I kind of switched to early romantic by the time it ended.
Good.
Bruce is nodding with approval over there at the piano.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a limb and say Brahms.
Well, it's a little too far out on the limb.
Okay.
So we're talking about early to mid 1800s. So Tejas, you're on the right track.
Oh, you're zeroing right in there.
So I'm thinking it's not Mendelssohn. So Chopin?
Yes, it is Chopin.
Yes, voilà. Frédéric Chopin.
Yeah.
Tejas, fantastic. Great ear, great guesses. And Bruce, what's going on here? Can you unpack this for us a little
bit? Well, basically, I took Chopin's Prelude number 13. Chopin Prelude 13 does have this accompaniment. Everything I put in the left hand, except for occasionally adjusting the harmony to fit with Star Wars, is from the Chopin Prelude number 13. But it fits really well because there's some nobility in Star Wars and some simplicity that goes very well with this prelude. So the main thing I can say is that this prelude is actually by Chopin, and I just massaged in the Star Wars tune.
Now that we know it's Star Wars in the style of Chopin, Bruce, can we hear this all the way through one more time?
Sure.
Wonderful. Now I can hear it for sure with the ornamentations that sound exactly like Chopin.
Yeah, now it's impossible not to hear it.
Exactly.
It's so strange with the puzzlers because, you know, sometimes when, Fred, when you say, oh, that's beautiful, I'm thinking this is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm picturing stormtroopers and yet seeing Frédéric Chopin and his salon in Paris at the same time. The Star Wars theme in the style of Frédéric Chopin, this week's piano puzzler, and Tejas, you nailed it. Really well done. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Tejas, when you're not calling in to play on the air, how do you normally hear piano puzzlers?
I just listen through the podcast.
Absolutely, which you can find on the PT page at yourclassical.org. Tejas Srinivasan calling from Middlebury, Vermont. Tejas, thank you. Great job on this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you very much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Thanks for joining me and Bruce for this week's podcast. Now, what are you going to listen to until next week's episode? Well, I hope you'll check out my daily show from APM. It's called Performance Today, an eclectic mix of classical music, new and old, that you won't find anyplace else. Tell your smart speaker or device to play the station Performance Today. Use the magic words, play the station Performance Today. That'll bring you new music every single day.